and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Stop surfing the dial. You found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Steve Kathan. Confrontation in a Florida prison and a disgraced former sports doctor is wounded. CBS's Jim Krasula.
Larry Nassar is said to be in stable condition after being stabbed several times by another inmate at the federal prison in Coleman, Florida. He is serving a 175-year prison sentence after admitting he sexually assaulted female athletes at Michigan State University and at Indianapolis-based USA Gymnastics, including Olympic medalists.
Overseas, London correspondent Vicky Barker has more on President Biden's meeting today with King Charles.
The president stood with his hand on his heart as the Welsh Guards played the national anthem. King Charles standing at attention by his side. The body language of the two men was relaxed. They see eye to eye on climate and were meeting with philanthropists and investors about combating climate change.
Next stop for Mr. Biden, a NATO summit in Lithuania.
As world leaders gather in Vilnius, Lithuania's government says it's been hit by a wave of cyber attacks. Denial of service attacks designed, it says, to overwhelm the internet there. They've targeted government websites, tourism, and public transportation sites. Basic services, the government says, that are needed for visitors.
That's CBS's Cammie McCormick. People in many parts of the Northeast are cleaning up and drying out after a day of torrential rain caused flooding and is blamed for at least one death. CBS's Errol Barnett is in West Point, New York.
Behind me, you can still hear the sound of the water rushing down this cliff. Below where we are, earth-moving machines trying to clean things up. Governor Kathy Hochul has already issued a state of emergency for this and other counties. Truly, the water moved so swiftly last night, it instantly turned roads into rivers.
There have been hundreds of flight cancellations today in the Northeast. It's only going to get hotter in parts of the Southwest. In Arizona, KPHO-TV's Holly Bach says today will be the 10th straight day temperatures top 110.
A very hot week ahead. 111 Monday and Tuesday, 113 Wednesday, and there's that warm-up. 116 Friday and into Saturday.
There's a manhunt in northwest Pennsylvania for a murder suspect who used bed sheets to escape from jail. State Police Lieutenant George Bivens is leading the hunt for Michael Burham.
We do consider Burham to be armed and dangerous. We ask that anyone who thinks they may see him not approach him.
Experts have begun a dig in central Nebraska in a field to try to find the bodies of more than 80 children who were buried at a Native American boarding school that closed in 1931. Wall Street, the Dow is up 124. This is CBS News.
Find great hires fast with Indeed. Their end-to-end hiring solution makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Napa Know-How, sponsored by Napa Auto Parts. Looking to buy an electric vehicle? The options are growing, but you need to ask yourself some questions. How much are you willing to spend on this new purchase? Check for EV incentives that can help offset the cost. Are there viable charging stations in your area? And lastly, how much electric car range do you need? With nearly 6,000 Napa Auto Parts stores and over 17,000 Napa Auto Care centers, Napa is the fuel that helps drivers like you get up and go.
Viking, providing all-inclusive voyages on rivers, oceans, and lakes around the world. Designed for curious travelers with interests in science, history, culture, and cuisine. Viking Chairman Torsten Hagen often says, Viking offers experiences for the thinking person, with no children and no casinos on board. Learn more at Viking.com. That's Viking.com.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Following is a list of upcoming meetings in the listening area for Tuesday, July 11th. The Wisconsin Rapids Human Resources Committee will meet at 2:15 in the first floor conference room at City Hall, followed by the Public Works Committee meeting at 3:30, and the Finance and Property Committee meeting will take place at 4. The City of Nacoosa Public Safety meeting will begin at 4:30. The Central Wisconsin Joint Airboard meeting will take place at 8 a.m. The Stevens Point Police and Fire Commission meeting will begin at 2. The Bicycle and Pedestrian Street Safety Commission will meet at 5. The Village of Whiting Public Works and Parks and Ad Hoc Committee will meet at 5, followed by the Village Board meeting at 6. In Adams County, the Coordinated Services Advisory will meet at 11 a.m. The Land and Water and UWEX Committee meeting begins at 1 p.m., and the Solid Waste meeting will be at 5. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI Civic Media News.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 90. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 59. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80. Mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
It is a good word.
It's a wonderful, it just has a good mouthfeel.
La-di-da, la-di-da, la-la.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time. This is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Wisconsin, welcome to the 11 o'clock hour of As Goes Wisconsin. I am your host, Kristen Bry, along with Jane Matinere, our producer extraordinaire. And coming up this hour at 11:30, we're going to be talking to Carol Kane. We're very excited to announce that on Fridays, once I leave for maternity leave this fall, she is going to join Jane, and they're going to have a lot of fun on Fridays. And so she's going to, now that that cat's out of the bag, she's going to be joining us at 11:30 to talk more about her and her career as a radio person in Southeast Wisconsin. But right now, you may, if you follow the news closely, may have remembered reading about a month ago that Keep Our Republic, a bipartisan group founded in 2020 to shore up confidence in U.S. elections, announced the launch of its Wisconsin chapter. And so here to tell us more about the organization, what the focus is, how it differs from other small D democracy campaigns is Ari Middleman, who serves as the executive director of Keep Our Republic. How you doing, Ari?
I'm good. How are things up there?
Things are also good here. And then we're also joined by Barbara Lawton, who was the first woman elected to Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor and served from 2003 to 2011. And she also sits on Wisconsin's Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic. How you doing, Barbara?
Well, thank you.
Absolutely. So I guess, Ari, we'll start with you. If you could, since you're the executive director, could you start with just a further description than what I just laid out as far as what Keep Our Republic is?
Sure thing, and congratulations in advance on the little one.
Thank you.
A 3-year-old. So Keep Our Republic, as you mentioned, came about in the spring of 2020. At the time, it was just ad hoc on Zoom screens, elder statesmen from both parties who had seen the civil unrest of 68 and the corruption of Watergate and the church committee, and really thinking, like, how does one administer an election, regardless of who was in the White House at the time? How are we going to administer an election in a global pandemic? We just knew that we were sailing into quite the hurricane. I don't think anyone at the time knew how tumultuous it was going to be. And what we realized, number one, is we had to incorporate, and we did, and we're a 501c3. Number two, the post-election period, meaning from election night onward through the Electoral College, and then as the world saw and learned what happens with the certification in Congress, it's just a period of time that I think folks have taken for granted and throughout America's history and generally have not examined and studied the weaknesses and pressure points.
So this is something that
we have been up to. And every state is, you know, somewhat nuanced in how they they canvass the votes, how they certify the votes. Presidential elections have pretty strict guidelines, guardrails, if you will, of when the Electoral College should meet. But in that period in between, there's differences between the states, and that's where we come in.
And that's so interesting because so this started before the election was over. This started just, there are so many that I think popped up post 2020 election because of the election denialism and everything. But this was something that you guys saw the writing on the wall even before knowing just what was going to happen with having the election during COVID.
Well, I would encourage your audience, if they have a bit of time, the word that comes to mind is Erie. I just checked it out before we got on. But we did a lot of programming in the weeks leading up to the November 2020 election. And the last program we did was with several hundred attorneys from across Pennsylvania for the Pennsylvania Bar Institute. And it was Governor Ridge and Tom Ridge, former DHS secretary, and others literally just walking the participants through the calendar. And one of the last sections of that walkthrough was they said, and then there's January 6th, and it's fairly pro forma, and this is what happens. And it's, the whole world saw what happened.
That is very true. So then, Barbara, how did you get involved?
That event was Wednesday before Election Day.
Wow. So then, Barbara, how did you get involved with Keep Our Republic?
By invitation from our Wisconsin chair, Kathy Bernier, who is a former Republican state senator, but also a former village or town clerk or county clerk.
Yeah.
Who had the courage to stand up to her colleagues who were election deniers and wanting to put forward false voters, electoral voters after the 2020 election. And so she and the national group were cobbling together a bipartisan group of former elected officials who really understand the risk that we're under and who are willing to forge a shared agenda as we work across the state to try to restore confidence in our system. We suffered in Wisconsin a legislature, actually a Republican-led investigation that went on for years and millions of dollars of taxpayer money spinning out all sorts of false information and undermining public confidence. And of course, yeah. Keep Our Republic wants everybody to know that that we are a nonpartisan group absolutely determined to protect these institutions of our democracy and make sure that every eligible voter really has a chance to vote. We've had a lot of challenges to that in Wisconsin, that their vote will count and that the electoral vote will stand. But we, as we look at the most vulnerable places across the state where election officials have had threats, et cetera, we need to do a big public education project and engage people in ensuring that their system is both protected and that people have confidence in it.
And we're talking to Barbara Lawton, who was the first woman elected to the Wisconsin Lieutenant Governor, and she also sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic, and Ari Middleman, who serves as the Executive Director for Keep Our Republic. And you said the bipartisan group, because it's a nonpartisan organization, but there is, Tommy Thompson is sitting on this advisory council, Bill McCosh, who's been on our show before, David Bowen, who's a Democrat from Milwaukee. And so what has it been like? Like, what was it like to kind of get that group together? And how has it been? I guess no one's currently serving, I don't think. You could correct
no,
me if
I'm and
wrong.
Nor should Everyone's, they be.
Yeah. And so how has that been as far as, does it feel very easy, or is there conflict that comes up with that?
Well, we haven't been gathered for that long to find out. We have a retreat coming up. We've had some meetings on phone and some education sessions for us. But what I find is that
everybody is focused on the same goal, which is to ensure that Wisconsin has free and fair elections, and that the and that our state voters all feel confident in that. And we all know the risks that are coming because we've watched them unfold here. I mean, this is a pretty it's frightening to me. It's unnerving. Right now, our the head of our Wisconsin Election Commission, who is hired by a bipartisan group in equal number, you know, it was designed in our constitution or in, by law to be a dysfunctional group in that sense. but they unanimously named her as the director of the Election Commission a few years ago, and now she's up to be renominated or to be rehired, and there's a great deal of controversy around that because the state Senate is upset that she's done her job so well. She has the confidence of all of the town and village and county clerks across the state, and she has really gained national recognition for the quality and the integrity of her work. But we're in a moment of crisis one more time. So the work of Keep Our Republic, we're so glad they decided to focus on Wisconsin. It's essential.
And so, Ari, speaking so with Keep Our Republic.
I would just add to that I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say that much to our surprise, very similarly in Pennsylvania, the work has attracted disproportionately, I'd say 60-40 those who were appointed or who were elected as Republicans, meaning retired federal judges, retired U.S. attorneys, and I mean even the retired former Republican governor Tom Corbett is chairing our efforts, and every week is quite active. And I think to a person, what I've heard as we're building out these tremendous volunteer advisory councils, and advisory councils maybe is a misnomer. I mean, really working groups and folks ready to roll up their sleeves and just help with this bipartisan civic education, is that the folks have said, we just need to lower the temperature. You know, right. 2020, we had never seen anything like this. There's just so much misinformation. There's distrust. You know, our communities are being ripped apart at the seams going into these tribal camps. And
Ari, we need to model that kind of dialogue, right? And that's one of the public values of Keep Our Republic, is that we have people who haven't agreed on much before who are modeling a very determined and cooperative dialogue about how we can set things aright.
And that's actually what I'd love. We're coming up against a break right now, but when we come back, I would love to hear more about what is planned, what Keep Our Republic has planned in Wisconsin ahead of 2024, which is coming, which is barreling at us very, very quickly. And I know that there's some seminars that are going to be happening. We'd love to talk more about that. Our guests this half hour are Barbara Lawton, who sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic and was Wisconsin's lieutenant governor from 2003 to 2011, and Ari Middleman, who is the executive director of Keep Our Republic. If you have any questions for either of them about Keep Our Republic or the 2024 election, feel free to shoot us a text, 844-967-2789. We're going to take a quick break and be back in just a minute. This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Waking for the CIA, they wouldn't have you in the bye-bye.
historic Winterfield, home of the Rafters. Come for bingo, prizes, animal festive dress-up contests, groomer wars, and much more. Bring a donation and receive a free gift for you from Kohler Generators. Park in the Park July 12th. See you and your dog at the Rafters game, 6:35 start. Made possible by Current Technologies, Piggly Wiggly, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Simplicity Credit Union, Morrison Tree Service, LLC, and OMG Butchering, LLC.
Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Pittsville Area Community Theater is going big in their return to the stage this summer with the most famous murder mystery of all time, Agatha Christie's Murder on the Orient Express. The show boasts intrigue, deception, romance, and Broadway-caliber comedy to spice up the summer. Performances will be taking place at the Pittsville Auditorium, 5459 Elementary Avenue in Pittsville, on Friday and Saturday, July 14th and 15th at 7:30 p.m., and Sunday, July 16th at 2:30 p.m. Tickets can be purchased in advance online at eventbrite.com for $12 and same day at the door for $15.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Showers and storms likely Wednesday night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Right now, 79.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair, and we are talking to Barbara Lawton, who sits on the Wisconsin Advisory Council for Keep Our Republic, along with Ari Middleman, who is the executive director of Keep Our Republic, which is a nonpartisan civic action organization dedicated to protecting our laws and strengthening the checks and balances in our electoral system. So, Ari, coming up, obviously, we are barreling towards our 2024 election, and I would say, living in Wisconsin right now, there's feelings like it could be contentious again, but we did get through 2022 without a lot of fanfare. But I guess, what are some of the activities and what's planned as far as from Keep Your Republic to try to make 2024 go smoothly?
Well, you are correct. I'm one of those weird people in Washington that has a countdown, and we are less than 485 days, 483 to be exact. I do think that Wisconsin will be ground zero. I mean, 21,000 votes is not a lot.
Nope.
And I say that as a proud Pennsylvanian, and we could argue what the Keystone State is. But no, we're going to be ramping up as early as just 2 weeks from now, on July 31st,
wow,
up in Chippewa County and the two adjacent counties up in the northwest corner of Wisconsin, an evening kickoff of what we're calling a community engagement educational seminars. We have the clerks from the county coming out. We have the sheriffs from the county coming out. And generally just kind of civic leaders, not necessarily folks who are political, but folks who are active in the community, be them in their congregations and VFWs, et cetera, in the legal community. Once again, the name of the game is really educating folks about what happens to your ballot after you do your part by casting it on Election Day. I'll tell you a very quick story. I seem to mention this almost every day because I think it just illustrates our point. We were up in La Crosse, Wisconsin in February, quietly doing some fact-finding and building out this great Wisconsin Advisory Council. And I won't say who, but someone who's, I think, very prominent in Wisconsin politics, no longer serves in office. He said, you know, until we sat down today, I knew how to get my people out to the polls. I knew where our election night party was going to be, and I knew which supporters I was going to bust to Madison. I never stopped and thought about what happens around Thanksgiving with the counting and the certification of my ballot. Mm. And if someone at that level of political prominence, who had devoted a good chunk of his professional career to being in public life, had never stopped and thought about it, then I think the average Wisconsin resident hasn't. And we just need to trust the process and really build trust in that process.
Well, that's actually, as someone who was an elected official, Barbara, had you thought much about it? Like, was it something that you were familiar with?
Unfortunately, yes. As I, when I do a lot of mentoring, and as I will tell someone who is shocked by something they learn, just when you think you've lost your innocence, you'll find there's more to lose. And I lost innocence in terms of understanding that in my first run for office, which I lost, but there were some disturbing irregularities in the vote count and in delay of getting the ballots to the center place where they were going to be counted. So unfortunately, yes. I think this event in northwestern Wisconsin in Chippewa County is a really interesting and important launch. It's the home area of our chair of the Wisconsin Council, but it's also an area that is in the Minnesota media market. And this is one of the challenges that we have in Wisconsin, is that there are large portions of the population over there up in the Marinette area, they're in the Michigan market, down in Rockford, they're in the Chicago market, that to find a way to really help the residents of that area understand what's afoot and how to feel like they're in Wisconsin and have a responsibility alongside us to make this all work.
That's so interesting, because I actually last week I had posted a video asking people what they wanted to hear about. And it was kind of surprising how many comments I got from people exactly in those districts that you were talking about.
Say,
we don't get local news here.
Right.
Like getting our stories and hearing what's happening in Madison, like they have to go to social media because they're, I mean,
it goes beyond there. I think there's 12 or 14 or something dailies that are owned by Gannett. Yeah. And so they're the majority USA today, but not very much local. So we have a media challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So I guess in the couple minutes we have left, this is for both of you. If people want to get involved, if people want to learn more, where would you direct them as far as what they can do when it comes to the organization that organizing that Keep Our Republic is doing in Wisconsin?
To the website.
Okay.
Keep Our Republic.
Yeah, definitely go to keepourrepublic.com or .org. I always have to point out that's tour. It's our with an R and then republic with an R. So there's two R's in the middle. Keepourrepublic.org.
Two R's in the middle. Perfect. Yeah. And then I guess on a more hopeful note, what have either of you seen firsthand work as far as people who have their skepticism about what happened in 2020 and what kind of information, if they get access to it, makes them start to trust elections again?
When they get information from a neighbor or a friend or somebody that they know and trust. And so that's why this kind of work and the outreach that we're doing with the state council, and like in Chippewa Falls, and we'll be designing where else we'll be going in the state, is so critical to kind of put this in the hands of the people in the community and let them do their magic for us.
Absolutely. All right. Well, thank you both so much for spending time with us today. This is so important. And, you know, like we said, Wisconsin, or maybe sometimes Pennsylvania, is ground zero, but the show is called As Goes Wisconsin. So we're going to say Wisconsin, Ari. But thank you so much.
Inspired to be it, right?
Yes, exactly. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. We'll be back. Carol Kane is going to be here and we're going to have some fun. Her, Jane, and I talking about a little preview of what's to come Fridays this fall when she joins As Goes Wisconsin to kick around some fun topics. And, you know, we're going to end the Monday that way. Sounds good. All right, this is As Goes Wisconsin. Got to be good looking because he's so hard to see. Come together.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
For WFHR and WIRI, I'm Melissa Kay. Here's what you need to know in central Wisconsin. Gas prices in Wisconsin continue to fall. The price at the pump is over 25 cents lower than a month ago and well over a dollar cheaper than this time last year. The average across the state is $3.34 per gallon, which is almost 5 cents cheaper than last week. You can't park on Marshfield City streets during the day for most of this week. Crews are performing asphalt rejuvenation maintenance from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursday. You can drive through work areas, but please go slow to keep city workers safe. The Rafters scored their biggest win of the season yesterday. They beat the Pitt Spitters 16-5 at Witter Field on Sunday. They came back after losing to Traverse City on Saturday 5-2. The Rafters are now 2-4 for the second part of the season. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI, Civic Media News.
Living happily ever after isn't always a reality. If you're over 50 and are considering divorce, attorney Andrea Gage with the Everson Law Firm can provide the guidance you need. Andrea focuses on silver divorces, the kind that get more complicated over time and present unique challenges. A family, multiple properties, significant assets. Andrea and the team at Everson Law have the experience to protect your interests. Call Everson Law to set up an appointment with Andrea today. It's never too late to be happy. Everson Law, 920-435-3734. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Larry, it's your mom. Did you know the Civic Media Network covers the whole state of Wisconsin? They can help your business get the word out, whether you want to reach a smidge of folks or just want the whole kit and caboodle. Call 608-819-8255. Okay then, bye.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe, and is the best way to protect that legacy. You know what? We should make an emergency communication plan. That way we're ready this year. At my dorm, we have emergency kits for earthquakes and wildfires, but I'm sure there's something more local I can send you with the link.
Okay. Smart.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Mandy Roberts, financial advisor with Thrivent. I'm here to help you assess your finances and find solutions to meet your needs. Let's ensure you have a strategy for success. To get started, call 715-470-1303. That's 715-470-1303.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times this afternoon, with daytime highs approaching 90. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 59. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 80. Mainly sunny skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 81.
On that show. Look at Jane. See? Am I wrong?
Josh Holloway. Which one? Josh Holloway, okay, is one of the most beautiful men I've ever seen.
Oh, yikes. Beyond belief, my poor husband sits here on the couch, and every time he comes on the TV, I go, wow, he is something. And he's like, what am I? And I go, right now, you're chopped liver, my friend.
Isn't right he, wasn't he kind liver. Of the bad guy, though? Or yeah. Wasn't he? He was like the bad boy, yes, of that show, if I remember correctly.
The bad boy.
Yes.
He, okay, has his moments. But anyway.
An anti-hero.
Yeah. Oh, God. So that's what I've been doing for the past few days. I know it's beautiful outside. I should get outside, but I can't. You know, I just can't.
You've earned it. Do what you want, Carol.
You know what? First of all, let me just take the time, Kristen, to say congratulations. I'm so happy for you. And here's what I'm going to tell you as a mom of two children. Your life is going to change, but it's going to be for the best. You're going to have the best time.
I'm very excited. I feel like the benefit of being in your mid-30s when you have a kid is you have a lot of friends who've already had kids. And so there's a little bit more of like, I don't think anything totally prepares you. And no matter how many people tell you it's hard, you go through it and you're like, oh yeah, it's hard. They weren't lying. I am very excited. And so, I think Mike's excited too. Yeah. But
I can't imagine. I mean, my kids are 34 and 30 right now. So it's been a while since I've done this, but as I've progressed through this and been their mom, it's so great for them to get to this point where, like, my daughter is my best traveling companion. She's the best. And we go out and we have the best time. And so, So much congratulation for you and Michael. I'm so happy for you.
Thank you. And thank you also for being willing to step up and step in, because we're so excited that the cat's out of the bag. And on Friday in Milwaukee Business Journal, they wrote a little article about how the fact that come Fridays this fall, you and Jane are going to have some fun on this show.
And you know what? It's so disappointing that I get to work with Jane, because I really don't like her.
We have to fake it really hard. We gotta really keep our personal feelings out of it and just pretend that we get along, Carol.
You know, relationships, it's just for the sake of the show.
Exactly.
We'll fake it.
Exactly.
Oh, we take one for the team, but I'm so thrilled. I just love Janie so much, and she knows how much I adore her. And we've been, gosh, Jane, it's been 40 years, I think, that we've been friends, right?
Just about. It has to be close to, yeah.
I was going to ask that, because you were on separate stations.
Yeah.
And so you guys came up at the same time, but separate stations. And so there wasn't a rivalry at all.
Well, there was on air, Jane. I mean, sure. We were always always
competitors
when we were supposed to beat one another for sure.
Yeah.
When it came to the numbers, but the minute I met Jane, and she knows this story so very, very well. We were in a celebrity fashion show at the Wisconsin Club, and we did our little dog and pony show. Both of us, we were representing our different stations. And at the end, Jane looked at me and she goes, "Hey, would you be interested in catching a cocktail someplace?" And I said, "Yes, I would." And we went down to this dive bar on Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. And we laughed and laughed and laughed. And I remember I came home and I said to my husband, I said, "I just spent the night with Jane Mattenair and I have made a friend for life."
Aww.
I knew immediately. I knew immediately. And she has seen me through some of the worst moments of my life. And I hope to think that I have helped her in many different regards too.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I just want to say too, that I think Carol, when we first met and started talking that night, we have so many similarities in life just because we're both from big families. We both have almost the same number of boys and girls. We both, there are just a lot of things that we had in common to establish our friendship. And so, and we've never talked. We used to laugh about this when, because Carol and I would get together, not, you know, weekly or monthly, but we would certainly get together for drinks and we would laugh about how much our partners, our respective partners on our different stations were worried about us trading insider secrets about what's going on at the other place. And it's like, we never talked about that. Never.
No, we never talked. We just never talked about it just because of the fact that we had so much other stuff to talk about. And I went to Jane's wedding. I was so grateful that she invited me to that. And I know Paul and I just, I'm so looking forward to this. It's going to be fun. We're going to have fun.
It's also so interesting because the first time the three of us were in a room together was at a different station. I was filling in and Carol, you and I were co-hosting for a day and Jane came in and did the news. And I remember being in that soundproof booth. And I think the topic is actually interesting. And maybe we'll have to revisit this topic. Maybe I'll do a guest appearance on my own maternity leave. Because I remember it came up of who's harder on women, other women or men. And you both were convinced that other women are harder on women. And I was pretty adamant. And so it started being a generational thing. But then just like, I think you two have seen, it is a generational thing. And Jane and I talk about this a lot as far as how male dominated radio is and how much you, I mean, especially with, this has been both of your entire careers is spending it in radio and having to, shall we say, put up with a fair amount of stuff.
Navigate.
Navigate. That's maybe a better word. That's a more diplomatic word, Jane. And so it's been interesting that that was eye opening for me as, you know, my kind of first forward, like into radio was that day and hearing you guys talk about it. And so it's like, has that been a bonding like a part of your guys' friendship of just like dealing with some of the BS?
I would say probably. Even though I do think women are harder on women when it comes to certain things, I think this business is tough, without a doubt. And of course, recent history that everybody knows about now. But the thing is that I think that it treats, the industry treats aging men, particularly men, way different than women. I think women still, unfortunately, are disposable. I hate to say it, but I do think that that's the case.
And easily replaceable.
Yes, exactly. So I hope that at some point in time that changes. I'll probably be, I'm 64 years old, so I'll probably be dead by the time that it does. But, you know, at least somebody come over and do a novena over my grave and go, hey, it happened. but I Jane, I think you would agree with me, right?
Absolutely. And I just have to laugh when I think about when I left my prior employer and some of my male colleagues asked me, why aren't there more women in radio? And I said, you're asking the wrong person. I've got the phone numbers of a bunch of guys you could probably call. And well, do you think it's going to change? And again, I said, I'm not the right person to ask. There are people higher above in the food chain who make those decisions. And you can, I've known lots of talented people, Carol, who just didn't last.
Right? Well, yes. And let me just say this. At my last radio station, which I'm still filling in, so I'm filling in all over the place. I'm kind of a free agent. I loved the man I was working with. Absolutely adored him. And I think he's a quality man. And I will miss working with him as long, And I'm just going to say that I did. I will miss him. But, you know, I'll do fill-ins. I'll do fill-ins for you. I'll do fill-ins for whatever. Basically, I'm just going to be a cheap radio, you know what, for money. Somebody wants to pay me, I'm on the wagon.
But I think that's something is how much you love radio, right? Like, you love this career.
Well, I fell into it oddly. And I, I actually, how I got into this was, and Janie knows this story, I think. I took a Radio 101 course at the UW Whitewater. It was one credit. And somebody said, it's easy, just go. And so I had 14 credits. I needed 15 for full time. And so I did this class. And the man who was teaching it was straight out of terrestrial radio. And 2 weeks into the class, he pulled me in and he said, I want to get you started in the campus station. I want to get you started on the campus cable station. I think you could do this for a living. And I go, no. I'm going to be an English literature teacher. And he said, wow. No, you're not. No. He goes, you're going to be in radio and I'm going to make sure you get in radio. And that's how I got started in it. So I think that's one of the most important things that whenever I talk to younger people who are in college, I say, listen to the people around you because they may know more than you think you know.
Or they may see things that you don't, that you're not aware of, you know, skills, where you might be a good fit, things like that.
Right. So, I mean, it's hey, Kristen, Jane, you and I have been in it for the same time. I mean, it's been over 40 years for me. I know I look 23. Wait.
Totally.
Completely.
But it's been, I mean, I can't argue. I hold my head high. There are very few people that have had the careers that Jane and I have had. We are very lucky.
We are. There's no question.
It's also the longevity. And like, I've done this. We just had our year anniversary of this show last week. And to think about like the day in and day out, and like, you can't miss, like, it's live radio. You can't do it later. And so the fact that both of you have the stamina that you've had to do it, and every day there's something, you gotta find something to talk about and you gotta get up and do it again. And so I guess on that note, because we only have a couple minutes left, what are you gals gonna talk about on Fridays come this fall?
Jane?
Well, we're gonna keep the first hour pretty much the same, because I really like our first newsy hour. And so we'll do, you know, the good, the bad, and the did you have to do that segments. And and then I think in the second segment, you know, Carol and I like to talk about lifestyle things and some wackier, lighter things. But we're still going to do interviews and have guests. And if anybody's got suggestions of what they would like Carol and I to talk about for about 3 months, you can always email us at asgoeswisconsin@civicmedia.us.
Yeah, I think that it's Jane and I are to just kind of let it flow. Is just the what works for us. I know in the article it was addressed about politics and things like that. And I think Jane and I are going to, unless something huge breaks, we won't talk that much about it. It's just the way that our conversation flows, I think, is going to make it the most entertaining. I always say that I think the best radio is a party that you've been invited to, but you can't attend, but you want to eavesdrop on the conversation. And so I think that's kind of what it is. I think that's kind of what it's going to be.
Well, I'm very excited. I will certainly be listening from home. But I just, as I said, I think there is such a huge opportunity for more women voices on radio, because I think we talk about things in a way that you can't get anywhere else. And I think we're doing it on this show. And Carol, I'm so excited, even though I won't be here, I'm so excited that you will be here to keep doing it with Jane in my absence. And, you know, and then we'll just have to keep you coming back during 2024 once I'm back.
Well, thank you for asking me. I really appreciate it. And I'm just going to put this out that.
Does your financial strategy include your hopes and dreams? What matters most to you? For over 100 years, Thrivent has helped clients like you find financial solutions for life's important goals. Explore a full range of options, from financial advice and investments to insurance, banking, and generosity programs. To have a heart-to-heart about your finances, contact Mandy Roberts, who you may recognize as Mandy Wright. Call her at 715-470-1303. 715-470-1303. 470-1303. Mandy Roberts proudly serves the Central Wisconsin area. For more details, visit theriphon.com/disclosures.
Do you catch yourself quoting TV shows like that? It could win you a free meal and make you our next star of the day with Culver's. Join the morning show on WFHR every Friday.
What you talking about, Willis?
My name's James, and I'm telling people every Friday we'll play a theme song or a quote from a movie.
Frankly, my dear, I don't give it.
You call 424-2600, give the correct answer, and you'll win a family pack from our Wisconsin Rapids Culver's.
To the Batmobile.
Join the morning show every Friday for Culver's Star of the Day.
I love it when a plan comes together.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard, aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Alora Lockwood. Right now, 79.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I'm Kristen Bry, along with Jane Mattenair and Carol Kane. And we're so excited that Carol is going to be joining on Fridays come this fall. I think the last week of September is when, unless this kid comes way early, the last week of September is when you kick off.
Yeah, I think like the 29th or something, isn't it, Jane?
Yeah, it's the 29th. Yeah. September 29th and then through the end of December. And yeah. It's going to be a ball. And I know, Carol, you have a big... You have a lot big following on social media. Have you heard from your Facebook friends when after the article dropped on Friday on the Milwaukee Business Journal?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm so very grateful that people are. There's something that I'm not exactly sure how it happened. I think it's just because I talk about my life and talk about my family and people connected and we kind of grew up together. And it's been a wonderful emotional connection and they've been there for me and I'm there for them. I will do anything that they possibly, if they need help, I'm there. I think that resonates with people I'm just a normal person. I'm just regular. I'm regular Carol who has an odd job.
And you are very much yourself, Carol. And you are, I mean, you don't pull any punches. The things that you have shared about your life, you're brutal. You are.
No, I mean, it's the truth. I know. I say anything and everything. If you want to know anything, all you got to do is ask me. I'll tell you. It really doesn't matter. Because I'm just a regular, normal individual. I mean, one of the classic stories, and Jane, you know, this is me leaving my daughter at the gas station for Pete's sake.
Wait, on purpose?
No, it was a horrible thing.
And now you have to tell this story.
I thought she was in the car. She wanted to pump the gas. She wanted to pay for the gas. The door closed. I thought she was in the car. I take off. I'm at Mequon and Port Washington Road. I'm talking to her all the way down to Capitol. I'm not getting any answer. And I turn around and all that's in the backseat is her stuff seal. This is what you've got to look forward to, Kristen. This is the stuff. And then all of a sudden I called my husband and all I hear is, ha, ha, ha. And I go, and screaming in the back. And I go, tell me you have our daughter. And he goes, yeah, I do. You left her at the gas station. And apparently, while I was playing her Backstreet Boys, she's pounding on the trunk, screaming, mom, 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 as I'm driving away. I call that the day that Elizabeth almost got a pony. I almost got a horse. I'm like, that's it. I'm the worst mom in the world. So yeah, yeah, that's the story.
That is, and honestly, I am forgetful enough that I may have a story like that someday as well. But that was probably way before there was any cell phones or anything to immediately go, all right, I'll be right back.
It was awful. It was awful. And my husband just laughed. He thought it was hilarious. Right, Janie? You know Lou. He's just like, oh, huh.
He's the
look
most.
At you. I'm good dad now.
He is the most easygoing guy, your husband. He really is very chill. Doesn't get, you know, flapped about much. So I can just see him going, yeah, well, that's, you know, it happens.
No one got hurt.
Misplace a child every once in a while.
That's the kind of stuff that people, that they related to, and they're very kind. And so, yes, to answer your question, I've heard an awful lot from a lot of people. So,
but I think too, Carol, people have always been so welcoming to me, to you. They listen to us in the bathroom and at the supper table and having breakfast and in the car and in the bedroom. And I've just always felt like we're all a family, right? It's all family members. Some drive us a little crazier than others, but you still love them. And it's just been, and I've always thought too that Southeastern Wisconsin in particular was an interesting media market because people are so loyal.
Yes.
Right? People are really, really loyal. They like you. They like you.
Once they like you, they like you. And it takes an awful lot to turn them against you. And so far that hasn't happened. So far, Jane and I and you have been very lucky. And I'm very grateful for that. I'm very grateful. This is a wonderful community and people here are so kind and they're generous. And
well, look at some of the fundraisers that you and I have done over the decades.
Exactly.
And the generosity of people never failed to blow my mind. And at least in my opinion, it was never the fancy Lexus that was coming up and dropping off $500 worth of groceries. It was the crappy panel station wagon that's got a bunch of dings and dents in it. And they would just come and blow us away with their generosity.
There is something about this area. I had one charity say to me, do you realize that we have here in the state of Wisconsin and southern Wisconsin, particularly, there's a 98% of return, which I found fascinating. That was a fascinating statistic. Out of the 100% people who donate, 98% will fulfill their donation.
Oh, wow.
And he said, yeah, I thought that was a fascinating statistic. And I said, well, what is it in other places? He goes, in other places in the nation, we're lucky if we get 50%.
Wow.
They donate, they're drawn to donate, but they don't fulfill their donation. But that doesn't apply here in southeastern Wisconsin or in the state of Wisconsin. We have a 98% of return.
See, we don't
which is, that says it all.
We don't like cheaters.
We don't like cheaters.
We don't like cheaters.
We like to be generous.
Yes.
It's that's a great statistic. All right. Well, Carol Kane, we can't wait to have you starting end of September, Fridays. Carol will be here with Jane.
Yep.
I will not call you for babysitting. Jane has already made it abundantly clear that she's good with babies. And then as soon as they have a personality, she wants nothing to do with them.
Exactly. Send them to boarding school.
You know what? At the very last minute, if you need somebody, I will come down and help you. But always advocate for somebody different.
Somebody else first. All right. Well, Carol, thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thank
Can't
you
wait to get
so
you on the
for
show. And that's about it for us today. Come back tomorrow at 10 a.m. and we will do it all over again. This has been As Goes Wisconsin. Thank you for calling. Thank you for texting. Thank you for being part of the show as always. And we'll see you tomorrow.
You got a friend in me. Some other folks might be a little bit smarter than I am.
maybe, but none of them will ever love you the way I do. It's me and you, boy, and as the years go by, our friendship will never die. You're gonna see it's our destiny. You got a friend in me.
I'm Nyheim Hines, professional football player and proud supporter of the Muscular Dystrophy Association. My mom was diagnosed with muscular dystrophy when I was 14, and I watched her struggle. But MDA helped her get the best treatments and care, and they also help kids like my buddy Ethan.
My name is Ethan, and I'm 12 years old. Thanks to the Muscular Dystrophy Association and people like you, I have more hope than ever before. From day one, they've treated me like family at my local care center. MDA is the only one that funds over 150 care centers across the U.S. to help provide state-of-the-art care for adults and kids like me.
For over 70 years, MDA has been transforming the lives of people living with muscular dystrophy, ALS, and other related neuromuscular diseases. They fund the research for breakthrough treatments, care, and cures. And MDA provides support to thousands of families like mine and Ethan's in communities like yours. Thanks to MDA, kids and adults can live life to its fullest. Join us
and learn more at WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.